interesting when it comes to 10-minute muster. So one of the themes or ideas that I get the most feedback about is not a particular joke, it's not a particular story, but something that relates to my father's shlita that I've related here in the past, and I think it's very much related to Inyana Diona these few days. And that has to do with my father's running. My father, Bli Ayinara, is in his early 80s, and I described to you that my father starts out in the beginning of the springtime, and he runs 100 feet. And then he does 120 feet, and Bli Ayinara, for the last 20, 25 years, he's, by the end of the summer, running 6 or 7 miles. The lesson is obvious, and that is that when a person starts something and they're determined to do it, even if they start small, where it could end up is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And what I'd like to share with you tonight, after discussing that with my father was telling me a Dvar Torah this past Shabbos. To me, it's very special to be able to go back and to still be able to be Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em HaShemizotha, to do it for another 40 years. And my father told me the following idea that I want to share with you, which is connected to Inyana Diyoma. He suggested that the Avera of Nadav and Avihu in Parsha Shmini, where Nadav and Avihu bring an Eish Zara, was, look, remember, Chazal described them as Kedoshim. I never understood why they're Kedoshim, except for maybe they were holy people. My father suggested that the Eish Zara, Ashelotzu Hashem, was because they saw their father Aaron embarrassed. And they wanted so badly for the Shekhinah to come down. Rashi says that everybody was expected to come, the Shekhinah to come down. And Aaron turns to Moshe and he says, "You're embarrassing me." And Moshe then goes in and Moshe davens. So my father Shlita suggested that Nadav and Avihu's Ktores was a Ktores where they were hoping would bring down Hashras Shekhinah. And the lesson of their mistake is that sometimes, and this is the punchline for tonight that we want to develop, is that sometimes patience is the difference between Avodas Hashem and Chas V'Chalila Avodas Zarah. My father Shlita added that is exactly the Avera of the Egel Azov. The Egel Azov was only because Klal Yisrael was impatient. And what's the Mishkan Misakein for? There are different ways of explaining it. In 10 minutes, so we can't do more than just allude to this. The Mishkan is a tikkun for the Avera of the Egel Azov. There wasn't supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu only in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to be B'maimid Har Sinai and throughout. So both the Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan, its fatal error of Nadav Avihu, and Klal Yisrael's fatal error of Avodah Zarah by the Egel Azav, comes from impatience, even impatience and Ruchnias. Wow. What a very powerful message. But I'd like to point out that message is actually the week that we're in right now. The last week of the year. There are less guys in 10-minute muster tonight. Everybody's is leaving. But you should know that everybody's leaving, but it's the end of the year, and it's the culmination of the year. And it's so interesting how the year culminates. Purim is, as we've discussed in detail in the past, is a culmination of Avodas Hashem. We contrasted Purim to Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, we stand like Malachim, we raise ourselves up and act like angels. And the ultimate in Avodas Hashem is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Loshan Ador, like the Chiddush Arim says, that Ador is Loshan HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling here. So this is the culmination. These last 7 days, I know everybody's packing. We were discussing before we started about packing, when to start packing, when what it's like to learn in an empty Beis Medrash, v'chule v'chule, and there are 1,000 things I'm sure that are running through your minds right now.
Not all of them that are connected to the Beis Medrash. Seat on the plane, Poland, yes Poland, no Poland, no. So many things that are running through everybody's mind. Whether this guy, this Shana Aleph guy is going to grow in Poland, whether he's not going to grow in Poland. So many things that are going through people's minds. But the last 7 days of Adar are typified by something fantastic. The year culminates with Moshe Rabbeinu putting up the Mishnah and taking down the Mishnah, putting up the Mishnah and taking down, putting up, taking down. That's how the year ends. The Shmonas Yimei Amiluyim, which actually this week ended amazingly, because Parsha Shmini coincided with the onset of that last week, which incidentally also has the yard side of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Remind me before I finish how it's connected to Reb Shlomo Zalman. The putting up of the Mishkan and the taking down of the Mishkan, those 7 days, is anticlimactic. Because there's no Ashras HaShechina. It's on the 8th day where still the Shechina doesn't come. Then we have Nadav Avihu, and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu davening, and then we have V'hino HaMashem Elokeinu, and that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's when Chassidim begin to read the Parshas HaNasiim. But the question becomes, why does the year end with those failures? The year should end with Hakamas HaMishkan, that's it, the Tikkun. I think the answer to that question lies in a Maral. The Maral in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which is actually in Yonah D'Yoma, Netzach Yisrael is about Geula, which of course we're heading up to in Chodesh Nisan. The Maral writes, most of the Sefer that's about Geula is really about Golos. I'm going to talk about Golos, most of the Sefer. Why? Says the Maral in the opening of Netzach Yisrael, because in order to appreciate white, you have to know what black looks like. In order to appreciate what Churban is, you need to appreciate what Geula is, you need to appreciate what Churban is all about. Lefi ha'eder hadavar, when a person appreciates what they're missing, then they can appreciate what it is. Says the Maral, the gift of Geula that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us was particularly through the Golios that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us as well. Now it's very easy for us to stand here in Beit Shemesh and talk about that. When you're standing in Auschwitz, it's a different story. But the Maral says, at the end of the day, we appreciate Geula because of Golios. In Kenim Advarim, Rabosai, I'd like to suggest the following Chiddush, based on what my father inspired me with, which is all about running 100 feet. Bill Parcells, the Havdil El Falfei Avdolo, said, Bill Parcells said, what's a Lashon? See, I didn't need to lose my notes, except for this part, which I don't remember. Everything else I remember. It's not how well you play, it's whether you win. My days of Lawrence Taylor, Leonard Marshall, at the end of the day, it wasn't important about playing nice, or that matter whether you won with a fantastic 49er offense powered by Joe Montana, or you won by running out the clock and having a solid defense. At the end of the day, it's a question whether it's a W or an L. That's what Bill Parcells taught us. In Yadus, it's not that way. It's not that the win and the loss is not important, but the most important part in Avodas Hashem is the process. It's putting up and then taking it down. The Talmud starts in the beginning of Elul and he says, I'm going to do an Amid a day. And then he realizes he can't do an Amid a day. He tries 20 lines. And then he says, 20 lines is too little. And then this. And then he gets sick. And then his parents call. And then this and that. And then he has this problem. And this yeshiva is coming. He's not sure of this. And then he's putting up and he's taking down. And the Talmud could give up. Is it not a coincidence that 7 days and Moshe Rabbeinu puts up the Mishkan and takes it down corresponds to the pasuk that we discussed in the past in Mishlei, Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vikom, 7 times, the same 7 times. And what we point out, it doesn't say Sheva Yipel Vikom Tzadik, that 7 times the tzaddik falls and he gets up. No! In the nefila, mitocha eder, writes the Maral. Or you appreciate the golos, you reach geula only through the process of golos. That's this theme of patience. That's what my father was emphasizing. That's this theme of patience. There's a fantastic yeshiva in the Old City. It's not Yeshiva Kotel, it's not in Tivaria. The yeshiva is another fantastic yeshiva. The yeshiva is Eish HaTorah. Founded, you all know, by Rav Noach Weinberg. Do you know how many yeshivas Rav Noach Weinberg founded before Eish HaTorah came into existence? I think it's a machlokes whether Eish HaTorah was his 6th yeshiva or his 5th yeshiva. It took 6 yeshivas, whatever the number is, to open and to close, to open and to close, until it got it right. And when a person closes and he said it didn't work, the immediate reaction is this was a failure. One of my talmidim reminded me when I was discussing it last, he said to me, Rebbe, you didn't say about the time that, how many times you tried that film, Bli Ayin Hara, because of my chavrusa, Rabbi Simcha Shor, I'm close to finishing my first cycle of that film. Do you know how many times I tried that film and I stopped? Also, different gersos. Like, put myself in legal, Rabbi Weinberg, but right? Different gersos. Whether it's three times, 4 times, 5 times, I'm not sure. 2 times, a chesnish. But I remember each time that I stopped, I thought it was a failure. I tried and I failed. But I realized, no. Now looking back, all of those times that I tried and I failed, that was because that I needed to build for the times of success. Each failure was another step towards that success. Sheva yipal tzadik v'kam. And what's the yisod? The other yisod that my father was teaching, and that is patience. And when chas v'chalila, a person becomes impatient and plays a game of all or nothing. He brings an Eish Zara. He wants an intermediate. He wants it all now. He wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Then Chas V'Chalila, that's where a person falls. And that is how the year ends. The year doesn't end with a celebration of HaKamas HaMishkan. Because you know what? HaKamas HaMishkan is only V'hi Noyem HaShem Elokeinu Aleinu. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. It's not me or you. At the end of the day, who's Mitar? Habolit Taher? Someone who comes from to be Mitar? Misayinos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Sat to the Shema. Zok the Kotzku Rebbe. It says, two psukim in the Sefer Dvarim. Umal Hashem lekechos levavcha veslevav zarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Mila. And there's another pasuk. Umalta misar las levavcha. Frek the Helig Kotzku. Which one is it? Do you do the Mila on your heart? Or does HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Kotzku Rebbe. The answer is, of course we can't do it on our own. But we start. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. You think that the year is supposed to end with Hashras HaShchinah. Hashras HaShchinah, that's a fait accompli. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachatas. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a tremendous gift of taking us out of Mitzrayim as little babies, as not being deserved, etc., etc. But you know what we celebrate at the end of the year? You know what the chalais? The chalais is that we worked hard this year and we put it up 7 times. And yes, we might have taken it down 7 times. That's the Avodas Hashem. That's the essence of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmayim to be able to appreciate those things. And now's the time to do chazara. Now's the time to do chazara and say, okay, what were the times I put them up? When did I take it down? How did I take it down? Because next year I'm going to do a little better. And then next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is again going to give me a gift of HaKamas HaMishkan. May be zaycha to appreciate that beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us with maintaining the midah of savlonus, the midah of patience, and realize that godless greatness comes with the midah of savlonus. Oh yes, how's the connector of Shlomo Zalman? Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman's yard site is this week. Thank you. Rav Shlomo Zalman's yard site is this week. Always rely on Rav Daniel to always make sure that we have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Rav Shlomo Zalman's yard site is this week. It happens to be that Rav Shlomo Zalman said of himself, and not only that, I was zochet to meet Rav Shlomo Zalman once. First of all, let me just describe Rav Shlomo Zalman's house for 15 seconds. When I was zochet to go into Rav Shlomo Zalman's house, what was amazing was the place was wild. Not the house. The house was a beautiful, modest place. But there was this. I remember. I went in after there was a woman who went into Rav Shlomo Zalman's study. She was screaming at him that he has to give her a bracha for this, he has to give a bracha for that, v'chule v'chule. There were so many different types of people. It was such a tumult over there. Not pushing. In my days, when I was a kid, there was no such thing as pushing. Not pushing, just there was But it was Lebedik. Moshe Zalman was sitting there in the study. This is only a few months before he was Nefter. And I was able to speak to him. And so calm, such shalva. I didn't speak a word of Hebrew. I was an American kid. I'd just been in Israel for a couple weeks. And so I tried in Yiddish, and my Yiddish was a broken Yiddish, so I brought a friend with me. And he was so calm, the man who had the world on his shoulders, the world of Allah on his shoulders, such Meshivas Nefesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman said of himself that he was an impatient, difficult kid. That's what he said of himself. And it was corroborated, I had it corroborated by a person who grew up in his neighborhood. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not known as the kid with fine midos. That's these 7 days. That's the arts in these 7 days. That even a person who grows up and is made up of a certain kind of material doesn't mean that they can't grow and change. Now, for sure, we're talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman and his level. It's, what did that person mean? What did Rav Shlomo Zalman mean about himself? But the point is that Rav Shlomo Zalman believed that he worked on himself and that he changed. And that's the theme. And that's the theme. Person thinks he could only run 100 feet, he could run a lot more. But you need patience and you need determination. That Moshe Rabbeinu had. That's in our genes. That determination, is no one in the world that's as determined as we are. We just have to find that part of our nefesh. Beis Hashem, we should be zeichu.